Yo, it's your boy KG here, man. Everybody, welcome to Unscripted Vibes. I know it's been a long wait. And shout out to everybody who has been following, not just myself, but the crew of Tone, myself, KG, and Bean on TKB Boxing. It's been a huge success. And we can't thank you guys enough for giving us continued love and support. And, you know, we're trying to do big things here on this network, man. And, you know, I think another one has been born today. Actually, well, not today. You know, it's kind of been in my mind for a long time. I guess that was kind of crazy to say. But it's actually being brought into fruition now. So we can definitely start to move on and start talking about different other various topics that's based on, like, real life experiences. You know, people interviewing people, you know, talking about real life experiences, talking about ups, talking about the downs. You will hear it all here on Unscripted Vibes. But without further ado, I would like to introduce the world to my best friend, not only my best friend, but my brother, Adrian. I really thank you, man, for coming out today.
Appreciate you, brother.
And, I definitely appreciate this, man, because we had this on the list for a long time to sit down and do this.
Yeah, for sure, man.
So, you know, I'm glad that we get to sit here and chat today about a couple little different things, man, that's on the brain. So, just a little background on me and Adrian, man. You know, once you guys talk about a day one, this is really a day one, all right? I got multiple day ones, but this is, I'm telling you, you can't find ones like him no more, man. You can't, you know, somebody that you can not just call a best friend, but a brother. You know, somebody to have your back through the thick and thins, you know. He get on me a little bit sometimes, you know, clowning-wise or whatever. But, you know, I accept it all the same. You know, if your friends ain't getting on you, that means they don't care about you. That's the way I say it.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So, man, hey, we here in the studio, man. Like, where do you want to start off, man? Because it's so many various topics that has got requested to me. Mm-hmm. Or we can start off with, you know, with just the regular subject we were going to talk about that we talked about off camera. So,
yeah,
because man, I want to just bring it into this. All right, I want to bring it into this because, you know, we sit and talk, we chop it up a lot. And sure. We really wanted to get an insight on how these job environments really work. Job environments, man, is crazy, you know? And then, I mean, jobs are booming right now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But what do you really feel like is one of the obstacles of starting a new job? Or what do you think is one of the major obstacles today in a work environment? Like, what do you think?
I would think, and I might be wrong on this, but I know my experience has been with starting a job is, first of all, learning the job, but also once I learn the job is to kind of get comfortable a little bit in my environment of my surroundings and stuff. And I've always been like that wherever I go. Like, in my surroundings, I have to know what I'm dealing with, mm-hmm. and who I'm dealing with. Like, for sure. And knowing, like, what not to do and what to do. Like, a lot of places that you go have similarities, but there's certain places that don't have the same similarities of what you're used to, you know, dealing with. So, I think more so another thing is, like, I ran into jobs where they like anywhere else, don't care about the people.
At all,
man. They care about you just being another number. They'll tell you that they'll replace you, and then they'll move on. As long as they're making their money and their loved ones are okay, you don't matter, you know. So that's what I've dealt with, you know.
Man, and I could say too, like, I think all of us cannot shy away from saying, like, we've went through the same thing. You know, you go to these jobs and another problem that I've encountered is that they're promising you all this money. Mm-hmm. They're giving you the luxurious tour of the spot. You know, oh, this is such a great job. Yeah. Oh, you'll love it. You'll be here for a couple years. Listen, we're interchangeable gear in these big corporations. All right. Yeah. We're interchangeable gear. They look, listen, you can call in dog sick. Call in dog sick. They not gonna care. They gonna ask you the next day, oh, you got a doctor's note? No.
Right.
Hey, I expect you at work in the morning. What? What type of stuff is that?
Nah, I'm gonna tell you a new situation. Where not even a new situation. Well, it's two different jobs where I've been dealt differently on that one. Mm-hmm. Like, I worked at the hospital in Columbus, Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And I definitely had a manager because he knew that I came in on time, always was there, always put overtime or whatever when I could. And when I told him I was sick or whatever, was just like, oh, yeah, he's always here. Like, go ahead and take your time out. And I didn't even have to bring a doctor's note in because they already knew what type of person I was, what type of worker I was.
So not to cut you off, brother, but so you're saying, like, based off of character, do you think that matters a lot in the work field? Like your word counts. Do you feel like that a lot of the times, like, that is based off of character?
Depends on where you work at.
Okay.
It's not every place. Because you got different people with different personalities. I'm gonna call it that. But that wasn't just the only place where I dealt with that. For the little time that I worked, I moved down here, back down here in Cincinnati. Amazon. When I first got there, my manager really tried to take care of me. You know, make sure that I was learning to the best ability that I could, seeing if I had any questions, which I'm you know me as a quiet person.
Yeah, but, yeah, for sure. Hey, he always been like that, y'all. Always.
But I know in certain situations I have to be vocal. I have to be really, really vocal outside of my comfortability. So, yeah, that's been my situation more so with the couple jobs that have given me a little bit of positivity. So,
but while we're on it though, like, what about those temp jobs, bro? What about those temp jobs that tell you, like, hey, come on in, apply with us, you know, you got to register with us to get a job, and then as soon as you get there, they tell you, like, oh, okay, like, nah, we ain't got nothing. So that's putting money really back into their pockets with you registering. Is that correct? Like, do you think that's...
Yeah, the more numbers they have, the more money they make off of it.
It's about quota.
Yeah.
It's about quota. That's what it's about. It's about quota and numbers, people. And that's what I'm saying. This podcast, Unscripted Vibes, is exactly the way that it sounds. It's Unscripted Vibes. We're not born to go along with the book. All right. I feel like every person in this world should have a voice and have a choice to be who they want to be and to be strong and to be that high potential person on how they want to be that high potential person. And that's why on this show, I'm going to teach as well as learn, you know, because I'm motivated. KG right here, I'm motivated to do something very special. And like I said, this isn't my platform. This is the people's platform, man. You know, literally anybody can come on here and they can share anything. You know, you guys can consider this an open diary or an open journal or whatever. You know, this is a safe space. It's a safe haven. And that's exactly what it's going to be. But not to get off subject, but it's something that I also wanted to kind of reveal to the people, because lots of times there's people around the world that's listening to us. Shout out to Germany. Shout out to the UK. Shout out to Nigeria and Kenya. I see you. I see all of y'all. And, you know, it's that one kid that's halfway around the world in the hood that's struggling with food, struggling, you know, helping their parents pay the rent. Is kids really out here like that, that really don't have a sense or a guidance to know what to do in those certain situations? So,
yeah,
you know, I kind of feel like, you know, we should kind of share, like, where we came from, like, because I think people think that America is just this fantasy world, and it's really not.
It's really I gotta say this while we on that subject. Like, I feel like this country sells a lot of dreams to people to make them believe that it's the greatest country in the world. And then they get here and they work. Yeah, you have a lot of ones that make it, but you have ones where it's just like, I didn't think that it was going to be this way. And they move back to their country.
And they move back.
Because I have talked to a couple of people, maybe from like Ghana.
Mm-hmm. Real nice people too, by the way. I've met somebody from Kenya and Ghana before.
Yeah.
I met somebody.
So I talked to some nice Somalians from Columbus when I was living there. Like yeah, they live better off because they live together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise than that, if they were living by themselves, it would be a struggle. So,
man, and that's something that we all can relate on. Like me, like some people right now might be just listening to me on their laptop, like with no electricity in their house, or some people might just be listening to me on their way to work in a different country. But I can tell you guys that I really come from that. Like, I really come from the same stuff. I grew up Cincinnati, Ohio, more specifically Zone 15, Lincoln Heights in Cincinnati. One of the toughest neighborhoods in Cincinnati. And not to say I didn't have a childhood there. I definitely had a childhood there. And it wasn't the experience of being a child that really made it up for being special for me. It was the people around me. Mm-hmm. That could really vouch for me having that special type of childhood. You know, my brother, you know, a.k.a. Herm, you know, I miss him, you know. Brother passed in 09. You know, my mom gave me everything as a kid, you know. And then shout out to my cousin Bean. Y'all know that he's my colleague on TKB. That's my real blood cousin, man, Bean, a.k.a. Eugene. That's his real name, but hey, we call him Bean, man. So shout out to Bean, man. And I hope you're listening to this, man. But while I'm talking about just where I came from, the next thing that I really wanted to give an insight on is sometimes we don't know on how bad that we were traumatized as kids with stuff that happened to us. And like I said, the surroundings that I was around, I woke up every single day going to school or even on the weekends. I wouldn't hear kids playing outside. I wouldn't hear the ice cream truck in the morning. Mm. The first thing I would hear is gunshots. Mm. And being because a gun range is stationed behind the neighborhood that I live in is Lincoln Heights. And we've been fighting for years on trying to get this gun range on up out of here. And it's like, come on. Like, this is just young kids that want to play outside in peace. We shouldn't have to hear gunshots every waking moment of the day. Because we start to become desensitized to that.
Right.
And it starts to numb our mind to where we start to think, like, hey, this is normal behavior, huh? So when it happens to somebody, like, for real, sadly, we're like, hey, that's what happens.
It's that, and then, like, there is always, after that happens, how can we do something to make it better now? And it's like, it's never too late, but it's always a too late moment just to wait until somebody passes away. Like, a young kid might get hurt or killed, and then they finally start making moves on it, and it's just like, why wasn't this, you know, urgent before? That's pretty much where I'm going with it.
And that's just it. Why can't it be urgent all the time?
Yeah.
Like, let that sink in for a minute. Why can't it be urgent all the time? We shouldn't wait for the flashing lights. Like, we shouldn't wait for the EMTs calling us, you know, or we get over here, somebody on the phone screaming, you know, that their baby is lost. We shouldn't wait on that. Why not just hop into action now? Because you know what's coming. And this is what it's all about, bro.
And what you're saying, that it's like, you know, history keeps repeating itself in the present. And if you're not paying too much attention to it, you know, that's where it gets missed every time, because it's not being confronted. It makes sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And lots of the time, I feel like we run from our past, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Like, and I say, man, be proud. Be proud of where you from. Hey, I grew up on powdered milk, y'all, and I'm not scared to say it. I'm being vulnerable on here because I'm open about it, and I'm not scared on being judged. I grew up off of government cheese. Took a little piece of that cracker, you know, dipped it in the cheese. I mean, it was cool.
Still got some of your beer, bro.
Man, what's some of my beers, y'all? My bad. Like, we clown on here too, you know. Y'all still getting the message, though. But, you know, it's just like that. It's just like life can get real. Life can get real if you choose for it to be.
Right.
And lots of times in these environments, right, you know, we're like, oh, man, I do it for my hood. Oh, I do it for this. Oh, I do it for that. And while I love my hood, what about doing it for yourself? Do it for yourself.
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
Shout out to the people that really, like, they started doing it for themselves, but then they found meaning and purpose in doing it for their own community, coming back and being trailblazers. Shout out to them. Real talk. Because that takes a lot for a person to really dig deep and be like, you know what? I dug so much in myself to not only build myself up, but I'm coming back for my community to build them up as well.
And you know what? I'm sorry, brother, not to cut you off again, but you're saying something real right now. You're saying something very real. But some people cannot live up to the challenge, or some people don't want to live up to that because they've been hurt by that past or that spot. You know, just, I hate to say it, but the Isley brothers, man. The Isley brothers haven't been back to Lincoln Heights, I don't think, since they left, but they also don't mention this either. But maybe it's too much hurt there. Like, do you think that's possible?
I can't really say much on that one.
In general, like.
Like I said, I've listened to the music. I don't know too much about their history with Lincoln Heights. Even though I do know a lot of talent came out of Lincoln Heights.
It still is. It still is.
It still is. Today, but.
Mass talent, man. Y'all check out the talent, man, coming out of the zone, man. It's Cincinnati, Ohio, Zone 15, man.
Especially with, you know, people that I grew up with athletically.
Yeah, for sure. Athletically, musically. I mean, we got talent, man. And, you know, I can't wait till it hits the fans where people just really know how much talent is here.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't buy this type of talent, bro. You can't. You have to, like, live that in order to know where you going. Like,
right.
So shout out, man. Shout out to the zone, too, man.
Yeah, but kind of piggybacking on what you were saying about, you know, some people that couldn't get out of that trauma. That's a part of them, you know, really working on themselves. You know what I mean? That a long time that they took, you know, maybe year, two, three, however much time they needed to really get past those points, because that takes a lot to end up, you know, just seeing that light that you always had, but you never knew you had it.
Right. Right. And sometimes we have to be down at the bottom to know that we can get to the top.
Right.
You know, what's that one saying, bro, off of the Rocky movie? Like, it's not about how many times you get hit. It's about how many times you can get hit and keep going.
Yeah.
Type stuff, you know? So, yeah.
Man. But I even think about how much stuff you've been through, bro. It's just the stuff that you've been through with family passing away, even dealing with your own traumas and all that stuff,
for sure.
Getting passed on moments, to even be able to birth things like TKB with your family, to birthing Unscripted Vibes, along with, you know, being able to, you know, me on there, you know what I mean?
Hey.
I'm honored, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, nah, I appreciate you, brother. I really do, man. Hey, now, I got to say this too, y'all. I know you guys are not aware of you know, of my life or whatnot, because I'm not real open with it. But my mother had passed now. It's been 2 years. Has it been 2 years already? It's been 2 years, bro, because it's 2023.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. I love you, mama. I love you. She did everything for me, man. My very first teacher in life. And she's why I do this. She's why I do this. She's always told me I had an unlocked talent that I had to go out there and find. And she said once I found it, you know, I had to find ways to build myself to be the king that I am. And, you know, shout out to my mom, because she never gave up on me. You know what I mean? And she would. It was rough times that I had growing up. Certain times that I really didn't even feel like I was going to be here, to be honest with y'all. But I'm glad I am. I'm glad I got the people around me. You know, my brother sitting right here with me. We're both good. We're both healthy. We're both moving towards something that's going to be great for our futures. So blessings to us, man. Blessings for sure.
And blessings to y'all for even joining, to even listening. It's the ones that really
for come
sure. here and just take their time out to hear what we have to say as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you know, I always want to hear you guys' feedback. I say this on TKB, but like I said, I definitely want to hear you guys' feedback on this. I'm going to be starting up an Unscripted Vibes page where you guys can come drop your ideas, your likes, the shares, the video clips that you share with us. All of that, man. I'm willing to accept all of it. That's all love at the end of the day. So, you know, and let me know if you want my boy Adrian back on a regular basis, man. You know, the guy's deep. He's very deep. You know, he ain't getting deep with y'all yet. You know, he trying to keep a little bit in the arsenal, I see. He trying to keep a little bit in the arsenal, y'all. But, hey, I promise y'all, man, like, you know, he's a very deep brother. Why y'all think I've been friends with him this long, you know? He be annoying me, though. He be annoying me, though. But yeah, but I love him the same, man. It's my brother.
Man, same to you, bro. Like, and you really don't think that you really think that you can do this stuff on your own, and you got people that really keep you on your toes for real. And that's what confidence are for. And people that keep you accountable are really for. Even if you're in your gray areas, your darkest areas of your life, they always like, all right, you got this, but there's something over here you got to get to. And that's the tough love and just some love in general that you always going to need regardless to get through life. We never know what type of people we need with whatever season that we're going through. Your season might be a season of getting to your purpose, and somebody might see the potential of it, but a person that steps in and sees not just the potential, but the destination of getting to your purpose is the ones that's really going to be like, all right, this is where we got to get to.
For sure.
If that made any sense. I'm trying to make sense out of this.
Nah. You good, man. And I know that I should have said this before, but my brother, man, he at the time lived 2 hours away. He told me that he would be there on that day of my mom's service. And, man, bro showed up and he came through. And I want to let you know, brother, while we on here, that, and I tell you all the time, that really meant a lot to me, man, because, you know, some of my closest people that I thought that I could call friends wasn't even there. They wasn't even there. Yeah. And that, I mean, that showed a love, man. That showed a lot of love just in that moment, because you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot. It wasn't just, you know, that situation with your mom. I had other friends I was dealing with. That's within the family. I had a best friend. We don't really talk on a basis right now, but he lost his father right after you. I think you lost your stepfather.
Wow.
Because it was like a chain reaction. I lost my grandfather, both of my grandfathers, within 3 days apart. And then turn around, you lose your stepfather. And then my boy losing his father, which was a pastor up in Columbus in November. Man. So I'm losing family. Losing your family. He lost his family. My other boy lost his uncle within that, all that time being. And even though I was hurt, no matter how hurt I am in them type of situations, I'm always going to try to be there. You know what I'm saying? Man. Don't get me wrong. I've been in a space where I haven't been sharing too much of, you know, myself, because I've kind of been selfish for these past couple of years. But I'm trying to get back out of it, bro. Like, and that's just real, bro.
Nah, and you will get there. You will get there, man. Mm-hmm. One thing I know about my brother, y'all, is that, man, this guy, I thought I put a lot of pressure on myself, man. He put a whole lot of pressure on himself, man. And I think that's where our respect for one another come from. We both do it. And sometime, you know, we got to tell each other, like, bro, just calm down. You will get there. Like, it'll be good. Like, you know, and it's a real bond, man, you know. But, you know, I want to talk about something while we on here as well. Man, what's going on in the love life of Adrian, man? What's going on in that, man? Like, if you don't mind, you know? Or you rather not, you know, we ain't got to dive into this.
We can dive into that, bro. That's not nothing I wouldn't want to share. Kind of just focus, man. Every since this early this year, I got into that car accident and stuff. It's been having me reevaluate stuff. And even though, you know, I'd be wanting to jump on, you know, Facebook dating or whatever. Nah, you need that discipline, bro. Like,
it's a whole lot out to it. Like, yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to think about it. I even think about, like, my father figure, Cliff Abram, my big bro, John, JK. Like, they always was right there to kind of show me the way, whether it be, like, with not, with saying something or not saying nothing at all, their presence said a lot more. Because I didn't have that. I didn't have that growing up too much, I would say. Like, my grandfather was there a little bit, but even though he stayed in Columbus, it was like, it was fire against fire with him and, you know, my dad growing up. So I never really had too much until that point where I gave my life to God and all that. But as far as the dating goes, I'm trying to chill, bro. Like, I don't mind having here and there female friends, but I know it's more so about me right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, my mental health, you know what I mean? My spirituality, to make sure it's up to par, that I'm on point, aware, and make sure while I'm getting led by God, when it's time for that season to go lead that female, then that time will come. That season will be set apart for just that. So,
and self-love is the best love, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely is. And I wanted to touch on something, because I like something that you said, like how you had those people there to help basically, like, give you that love and to help shape you into that man.
Yeah.
You know? And I had a whole lot of people that did that for me, but one guy really stands out to me, because I feel like that's important in every young man and even, you know, some young ladies' life too. Like, we all have to have that one person that we can go to for confidence sometimes, to give us that boost to let us know, like, hey, you keep going in that direction and you will make it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carlos, you know, Bean's Uncle Carlos, a.k.a. Blade, man. We used to play football out in the backyard all the time in Valley Homes, Lincoln Heights. And honestly, bro, I started kind of going down the wrong path. I really did. Like, I felt myself slipping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought I wouldn't really want to be with a certain crowd. But he gave me that power and that confidence within myself to say, hey, I really don't need that, you know, because it was something else in me that whole time. So sometimes other people see stuff in us that we never would have seen ourselves.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. Like, so, man, shout out to Blade, man. You know, I know that you've been going through some stuff right now, but keep your head up, man.
Shout out to Blade.
Shout out to Blade. But We was only doing an introduction episode to give y'all a little bit, but it's coming up on that time, y'all. And like I said, I'm going to be creating a page so y'all can drop y'all likes, y'all shares. You know, drop a picture with y'all listening to the show. That'd be dope. That'd be pretty dope. Drop a video clip, whatever. Tune in to TKB. We still, you know, been dropping bangers over there. Shout out to Tone. Shout out to Bean again. Definitely been dropping bangers over there. But before the show was out, I definitely want to thank you, brother. Thank my brother Adrian for dropping through, man. And hopefully he drops through soon, man. I mean, what you think? What you think? How we do? How we do?
What the people say. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what the people
yeah,
say.
Yeah, hey, hey. You know. We gonna drop in and see what y'all said. So, you know, definitely, man, just keep yourself safe out there. Yeah, you know.
Definitely.
I definitely want to drop a motivational quote before we leave on up out of here, because that's something I want to start doing. Mm-hmm. If you ain't at the top, act like you are at the top. That's simple and plain. I know it don't make a little rhyme or nothing like that, but hey, act like you are at the top. Manifestation is real, people. Yeah. It is. Act like you at the top. If you going outside and, you know, even if you got like one piece of designer on to make you feel good, hey, that counts for something.
Yeah,
that count for something. So make yourself feel good, make yourself happy. You know what I'm saying? Go off and, you know, eat your favorite meal or something. Go get yourself some ice cream if you like. Do anything that makes you happy is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We're in dark times enough as it is, so just give yourself a little bit of light. But anything you want to say to the people before we go?
I was trying to think of something, but I don't have nothing right now. So
that's cool. Hey, he gonna have the time to do it, man. I got a feeling y'all gonna be hearing him back on here. But man, this has been great. This has been excellent. This has been a great first start of Unscripted Vibes, man. That's what we do on here. Nothing is scripted. It's all off the top of the dome and straight from the heart. But this has been Unscripted Vibes to you by KG and
AD.
And we out.